Health Promotions Officer Shanika John said persons who have received their first dose of any of the three COVID-19 vaccines available here can use a different type of vaccine for their second shot. She said a number of people have been taking the Pfizer vaccine as a second shot or as a booster shot.
So St. Vincent and the Grenadines, we're accepting those persons with mixed vaccines. So, like, for example, in other countries, Canada and so forth, and the UK, we've seen persons who have had their first dose of AstraZeneca and a second dose of the Pfizer vaccine. St. Vincent and the Grenadines, we will accept that. For those persons who had their first dose of Sputnik, you can receive your second dose of the Pfizer vaccine within the same time frame, the 3 weeks. It's all safe. The research is there. They actually proved to have a higher efficacy and effectiveness in terms of the actual coverage and the protection that it will offer you. Again, this is really something that you have to decide and make your decision for. And those, we have quite a number of persons who have gone ahead and do it. We actually have persons who are doing their booster shots with the Pfizer vaccine. For those persons, you've had your vaccine 6 months, or like those persons who've had their vaccines when we just started in June and in February, actually getting prepared to take their booster shot with the Pfizer vaccine, that is very safe.
Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Shanika John. Regionally, Prime Minister of Barbados Mia Mottley said the government will not be pressured into shutting down the country. Her comments have come following recommendations from the opposition DLP that tougher measures should be implemented and that the country pause for a cause. In Dominica, the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases since the outbreak now stands at 1,998. Internationally, Israel's booster vaccination program is offering a third shot to over 40s and has begun to show signs of success. But the country's recent spike in cases has ignited debate about the future of the vaccination program and the ongoing pandemic. Meanwhile, Australia says it has secured an extra 4 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine from the UK in a swap deal. Prime Minister Scott Morrison said the extra vaccines will help the country to come out of its lockdown sooner. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.